systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Gentle, today is Friday, February 12th, 2001. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank
and
you.
I'm Tyler.
This is Tyler. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for being with us. Episode number 310. Fucking moving right along. The Friday night show. You should be watching these at thegemhole.com/live or the Ustream app for the Droid or the
iPhone,
I guess. And of course, / feedback type shit, or give us a call as always, 406-204-4687. We are taking your calls and donations now. TheGemHole.com/donate. Help keep the show going. We love you for
All line is open.
All line is open. Thank you. How are you guys doing? How's it going, Tyler?
It's good.
So, yeah. Tyler, we previewed the Dodgeball video. Contrary to popular belief that I was going to learn Vegas video in one day and edit that video, I did not. But I was like, hey, hey McNally, hey KeithCourage.com, you've edited dodgeball footage before for the Keith and the Girl Canada dodgeball tournament. I got some dodgeball footage. You know what he said?
He's like, yeah.
Bring it on. Bring it the fuck on. Oh my Christ. I looked at this footage. And I was like, you know, it's all right, but she was, you know, in back, and there was people standing there. He made it look like you knew what the fuck you were doing on the camera.
Awesome.
It is so awesome. It is so
I
fucking badass.
I should have brought the fucking stand, actually.
The powers of editing.
I know.
It was a pain, though, seriously. Like, there's fucking balls flying at me, and so I'm constantly moving. And,
oh, I
like,
bet.
Trying to
yeah.
get a better view and whatever, so.
And, I mean, trying to zoom in on hot little chick ass while they're moving and running.
How did that work out?
It's hard to do. Oh, man.
I need to see this.
All right, so after the show, I'm going to post the show, and then I'll upload the video. You'll be able to find it at thegemhole.com/YouTube and /forums. I'll put it there as well. He did an amazing job once
Sweet.
Again. McNally kills it.
So is there like some cool music and shit?
He stuck with the David Bowie that was playing, but he put in you know, its own track and stuff. He's like, I thought I'd keep with the theme of what they were actually playing at the fucking dodgeball game.
Oh, like no Lady Gaga?
Yeah, no, it's just that. But yeah, it's like a little over 6 minutes of just awesome fucking awesome. I don't even know how to explain it. It cuts to us. He used audio from the show of us talking about it.
Oh, really?
With Tyler and you. Oh, it's so amazing.
Nice,
so,
nice.
Again, KeithCourage.com. He's been just amazing with us editing our thejamhole.com/250. He edited that for us. Danny's surgery video, he edited that at thejamhole.com/Vimeo.
Which, it was amazing.
It was. He does such awesome work.
I
so,
still
again,
get compliments from YouTube on that
yeah,
all the time.
Every, like, couple weeks, I'll see a comment of some chick that's like, I was so freaked out and I have to have this operation done, but
thank
after
you so much yeah
yeah after watching your video, like, I know that it's gonna be cool. Now, assuming your doctor doesn't oops and cut your spine or
right,
something
right.
you know, you'll be all right.
The only bitch about that is the scars still aren't, I don't think the scars are ever gonna go away or like go down at all.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, Tyler. Happy Valentine's Day. Are you working on a V-Day?
Yeah, actually, the boss decided to take the day off to take his girlfriend out.
You want
to
hear something
and
funny?
So I get to come in at 2 o'clock and close.
You know who else isn't going to be at your work on that day, possibly?
Who?
A chick.
Oh, yeah?
You want to hear some fucked up shit?
Sure.
She's having her friend call in pretending to be her.
Want me to narc on her?
I'm just saying. Just what I heard.
She's going to have her friend call in
her
pretending
friend.
To be her.
Right.
Why can't she just call in?
That's what I wanted to know. Should we call her right now?
Hold on.
No.
Dude, I will totally go and be like,
that's
hey,
fucked
she's
up, though, right? You
that
work,
is fucked up because you know why? I don't fucking call in, and I got to go in there at 2 o'clock and close. And that's a regular, that's a whole, like,
dude,
know.
Listen, she works one day a week there. And you're
yeah,
calling in?
Fucked.
Why are you even working there? Give that job to someone else who needs it. You have a job that you get, you know, a full-time job. You're just working there to get some extra cash, and then you call in. It's like, that's a kind of
oh,
a skeez thing
so
to do.
So guess what I found out I can do?
Sounds like you just answered your own predicament. You should narc on her.
I'm going to narc on her. No big deal. Damn.
I didn't tell
you. I will tomorrow.
I'm just saying.
I don't give a fuck. She can get pissed at me all she wants. She can even find out it's me. I don't
yeah,
give
I'm
a
not
fuck.
Saying
that's
either.
Not cool.
I'm just saying.
I'm just
I'll
saying.
Just tell her that
hey,
straight up. That's not cool.
I'm
fuck
not,
you. I got to work that day.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Fuck that. But anyway, I am able to claim or file partial unemployment. And
for
I'm gonna
Paul?
Do that.
Oh.
For the KB, where I work now.
Really? Because they suck at giving you hours?
Well, they sign me on at full time. I'm only working part time. I only get like 40, 45 hours every 2 weeks. If you work less than 32 hours a week, you're able to file for partial unemployment. And they can't...
Really?
They can't do anything about it. All they're going to do is an unemployment agency is going to call and say, how many hours a week does this person get? And they're going to say this much. They're going to be like, oh, okay. And then, boom, it's mine.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
On top of, like,
on
that
top
won't
of my
affect
paycheck.
The wage or anything nope. like that. That's pretty cool. Is it based on the hours you're getting there or previous jobs?
No, here.
Oh, okay. So it won't be that much, but it'll be a little
no,
extra.
No, but it'll be at least, like, another $100.
Yeah, that's
be really
cool.
awesome. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fucking A. So I'm going to get on that here pretty soon.
Weekly.
Yeah. You know what I learned?
What?
You also wake up from dreams crying.
Yeah.
What happened? You gave
happened.
Me a rash of shit for...
Yeah, but you do it. I've seen you do it a few times. So.
And I don't... The weird thing is I remember like one of those three times where I actually woke up, freaked out with wet face like I was crying. I'm like, whoa, what just happened?
No, see, I wasn't wet face or anything. I was just like doing the thing. Like I was, you know, hyperventilating and shit. I was freaking out is what I was doing.
Some
fucking...
sleep apnea.
Yeah,
no
shit.
I don't know, dude. I've had a few dreams. I've had... two more dreams like that. They're the only kind of dreams that'll make me do that.
Instead of giving birth to kittens, you gave birth to children? And
no.
That made you just fucking cry?
That would, but no.
I know that would.
I've never given birth to a child in my dreams, which is lovely.
I know.
Just kittens.
Let's keep it that way.
No, I had a dream that I was going on some field trip for my school.
Really?
And where we were going... was not where we ended up. And we ended up in this, like, hotel room, but it wasn't a hotel room. It was, like, a giant house that had never been cleaned out from the previous people. And
right.
they totally, like, fucked up. There was just, like, shit everywhere. And then somehow I'm in, like a bayou. Like, it's a fucking, you know.
Were you born?
Like Louisiana
on
bayous.
The bayou?
I might have been. Anyway.
Born on the bayou! Born on the bayou! No?
But,
what's that song? CCR? Come on.
Anyway, fucking... So, I don't know how this happens,
anyway.
But me and my dad and a couple people from the field trip or whatever, I don't even know who they were, we all go gator hunting.
Whoa, hold on. Amesby just said it's very common for women to have dreams about giving birth to cats, by the way. Really?
Really?
Out of all the 250,000 chicks I've banged, I've never had one be like, I just had a dream that I gave birth to cats. Never.
Huh.
Once. So, do you, Amesby? Do you have those dreams? I'd be curious
if... Why is that common? Like, maybe because they want to give birth to something cute and fluffy?
Is that what it is? Rather
Instead
than
of
dogs?
Something that looks like a shriveled old man with no teeth?
Yeah.
Like,
but, like, why cats? Why not, like, I gave birth to... an anaconda or something like that, or like guinea pigs or chinchillas or something.
I don't know. But anyway, in that dream, we go gator hunting, and my dad, I watch my dad get killed by this gator.
Really?
That freaked me, though.
Did you slit its
out.
Throat and drag your dad's body
no,
back
like,
out?
No, like, I just saw it happen, and I freaked out and woke up. Like,
really?
I was freaked the fuck out.
I bet. That's
and
fucked
I've,
up, dude.
I've had another dream a while back. This is one that I fucking
the
remember.
Eon, the Eon says, that's a different dream. Also common.
But, I've had this dream twice. The same dream twice. And I had it when I was a kid. And I had it again when I was a teenager. And it's my dad used to be the senior foreman for the city of Sarasota's waste treatment department. You know, basically a fucking shit plant. And
right.
In my dream, me and my chick friend, Danielle, that lived like across the street from us, we're at my house and watching TV doing something. And then we flip on the fucking news, or my mom flips on the news. And like there's a bunch of city guys down in a fucking manhole type thing, or basically in this fucking hole they had to dig out because there's a shit line that needed to be fixed or something. And it's just, they're fucking like hitting it or whatever, and it busts. One of the dudes busts it, and my dad fucking jumps down in there. And my friend the whole time is like, change the channel, I want to watch something else. I'm
really?
Like, fuck you. And so fucking in the news, I'm watching this on TV, I see my dad and this dude down there, and my dad starts arguing with the dude, get pissed because he knew the guy fucking busted the damn the pipe.
Right.
And so the hole is filling up with shit and water.
Right.
Whatever it is. And like, they start fucking fighting.
In the shit and water. Oh, come on.
And fucking the dude grabs his shovel and knocks my dad out, gets out of the hole, and my dad is drowning in shit.
That's an awful
dude,
way to go. That just moved up to surpass death by burning.
Dude,
drowning and then drowning in shit. And
dude,
then burning.
I fucking freaked the hell out. In my dream, I remember in my dream, I fucking grab a 270 and a fucking my 454, hop in my truck, in my black truck, and drive to where the fuck that is.
Well, that would explain why you woke up with my 9 pointed in my face.
Yeah, that could happen. But dude, I've had that same dream twice. Like,
that's crazy.
That freaks me
the only dream
out.
I keep having that's recurring is of like, I'm, it was like when I found my dad dead, and it, but he like, right when I go to check his pulse, he like looks up at me, and then I wake up, and it fucking freaks my shit out every time, because it all starts the same, and it starts like it really did in reality. Like, I get to the house, and there's snow all over the ground, and there's no footprints, so I'm like, that's kind of weird. And then I go in, and the house is all dark and kind of cold. I'm like, that's a little weird. And I go in his bedroom, and he's not there. And I walk around, and I'm like, where is he? I go in the bathroom, and there he is. And I'm like, huh, this looks familiar. And then, yeah, dude, I go over there just like I did in real life, and I feel his neck. But instead of it being ice cold, it was still ice cold. But then he just, like,
looks
up and
you.
It, dude, it fucking, every time, I've had it before, so it's like, I should expect it, but it trips my shit out, man.
Yeah, and you can't expect something like that.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's fucking crazy.
No matter how many times it happens.
Nolly's Undead says he's trying to steal your soul.
Maybe, he's trying to come back.
He's gonna have to fight the devil for it. He's got rights, man. He's
dibs. I've had that dream twice. And then I've had two other dreams that I have reoccurring, like one where I'm Little Red Riding Hood. Don't ask me.
All right.
And,
all right.
And I'm in the bathroom trying to stall the whole time. I'm like, no, you don't need me, dude. It's cool.
That's funny.
I gotta go take a shit. And like, I'm trying to get out of the bathroom, trying to find a window or something. And yeah. And then there's another one where I'm totally awesome, and I go into like, you know Tiny Toons? Remember Tiny Toons?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're all little. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, you remember Go-Go?
Yeah.
I go into Go-Go's
Furball
world.
Was my favorite, but just from the Tiny Toons Game Boy game. I love that shit.
But yeah, it's like I go over this fence and I'm in Go-Go's world. And like
Go-Go's world? Let me tell you a little
something about
being in Go-Go's world, man. Whoa.
Well, yeah, whoa.
Whoa, dude.
No, like, I can jump and frog swim through the air.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like,
Go-Go's world is a culmination of every acid, mushroom, ketamine, ecstasy trip I've ever had, all rolled into one.
That dream is, like, one of my favorites. I have to, like, beat this, like, giant shadow monster thing. It, like, I don't know, it, like, tries to kill everybody, and I have
I'm
to, like, frog swim and kill everyone. What was that?
I'm a ninja in mine.
You're a ninja?
And most of the cities are sky cities.
Are you like Ninja Gaiden Ninja or like Ask a Ninja Ninja?
Or like
magic
ninjas?
Or like magic
thank
ninjas. Thank you. Juggalo ninjas.
Have you seen that movie? No? Okay.
ICP made a movie called Big Money Hustlers, and I'm not a big ICP fan anymore. I used to
watch it when
Gray Malenko came out in Ringmaster and Bugs on My Nuts, and I loved that shit, but then after that, I was like, this is retarded. As soon as Eminem dissed him, I was like, yeah, you guys are fucking fags. But that movie was fucking awesome.
That movie is
say.
Awesome, dude. It's so great. Sugar Bear.
Well, let me tell you something awesome.
Okay.
I saw today, and if you were following twitter.com/thejamhole or thejamhole.com/Twitter, either or, you will know this. I saw the largest ass I have ever seen in my life.
Was it like on the Cleveland show, the dude in the garage?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
But, whoa, dude. Like, usually you expect really big fat chicks to have really big fat asses, and that's normal. Okay. This was a moderately fat chick with a fucking huge ass, and it was so fucking gross because when she walked, it was like you could see the ripples. I'm not even exaggerating this. You could see it, dude. I was like, that is the weirdest waveform demonstration I've ever seen in my life. The guy that was with her looked fucking defeated, dude. Fucking did. Like, I'm gonna come into this bank and just kill myself because look at what I've accomplished.
Oh, God.
Like, I wanted to take a picture so fucking bad, dude, but I saw it and I saw the ass end of it, pardon my French, right as she was walking into the door, as I see her turn a little bit. Like, how when you're moving a couch in a door and the couch is big so it doesn't fit, so you gotta move it. She was maneuvering her couch, aka the derriere, to fit through this door, dude. It was so crazy. But then I looked and I'm like, I bet that is really fucking comfortable to sit on. It looks so soft. But dude, like, if you walk and you need to start slowing down like you're driving on ice because of how much forward momentum your ass is giving you, fucking whoa, dude.
Oh my God.
I felt so bad for the dude because, you know, he wasn't like a prize or anything, but he wasn't like that, you know, run down.
He could have done better.
Yeah.
He
definitely could have done better, dude. And I was like, oh my God. And then I start, of course, because I'm fucking nuts, I start imagining, like, could you imagine fucking that?
Yeah, Nollie's
from behind.
You wanted to fuck it.
No,
didn't you?
I didn't, dude. I was like,
you were into it.
I was going to go to Sportsman first and get the fucking Avalanche Rescue Me kit and then go fuck it and be like, here's where I'm at. Boo. Boo.
Make sure you have your GPS.
Fuck, dude.
On and shit.
I've never seen one that big, though. Like, even on big, fat people.
Were there craters in it and
dude.
Shit?
Dude. Dude.
Was it, like, cottage cheese ass?
That's the weird thing about it. It wasn't. I mean, the pants weren't super tight, so
was
maybe there
dimply?
Was. But it was, like, perfect waves of, like, movement and sound. Like, I was. Dude, that blew my fucking mind.
You should have took a picture.
I know. I wanted to wait for them to come out. And I was like, as soon as I snap the picture, the dude's going to be like, what the fuck? Business name on the truck. Let me call that up. Yeah, one of your employees just took a picture of my wife's big fat ass. Sorry. Fucking cover it.
They'd have been
so,
like,
know,
well,
dude.
Was it huge?
It was,
well, then it's your fault.
It was nuts. It wasn't even like disgusting or crazy. It was just fucking nuts, dude.
It was just huge.
All right, got a church sign here. Let me tell you something about God.
All right.
The way to God, if you guys are wondering where God is, how to get to God, okay. The way to God begins with a broken heart. Marinate on that for a sec. The way to God begins with a broken heart.
Because you're so sad and given up on everything else that you turn to religion.
That's got to be it, right?
That has
why
to
else
be it.
Why
nobody
can't
else on this earth loves me. I can't understand why I have nobody, but I guess I have God.
That's right. But why can't I be perfectly happy and satisfied with my life and be like, you know what? I think I need God now. I'm going to thank God for giving me such an awesome life. It's like, no, I'm going to fuck my life all completely up as much as I can and as hard as I can quickly.
So hard.
And then I'm going to be like, hey, God, can you help me? It's never like, man, I'm rich. My wife is beautiful. My kids are amazing. Thanks, God. Thanks.
Yeah,
it's
no.
always the other way, and that's fucked up. Like, if you, if your business model, like, demands that people need to be right next to, like, one step away from the homeless shelter, then your business is fucked. Your right? business is so fucked. You're not going to believe in me unless you're down in the dumps and your heart is completely shattered. Okay. That sounds like, yeah, I'm going to believe in that. Let me believe in making my life suck so bad that I need a higher power to rely on. Because I'm such a fuck up.
Gotta hit rock bottom before you can build yourself back up.
Personally, I am such a fuck up. But you know what? I didn't turn to God. I wasn't like, God, please help me stop doing drugs. I was like, Mom, please help me stop doing drugs. But then I was like, self, I'm going to stop doing drugs for a while. And you know, it made me a better person because of it, because I took responsibility for my actions. I didn't fucking blame it on some fate of some God that I don't even know is mine because he's so amazing and powerful. That's
Cobra 666 says Christianity is for poor people.
Kinda.
It kinda is. It's Please. A fallback. It's
Which
a
is weird because if my business model also depends on getting your first 10%, I don't want the first 10% of like $10. I want the first 10% of like $10,000.
Right.
You know? So why, I don't know, it seemed weird to advertise that on your sign. Like, hey, is your life all fucked? Well, so is ours. Come join us and let's ask God for help. The more people we have that pray at once for something, the more he'll listen. The stronger the signal is. It's like that dude Samuel in Heroes. The more fucking abnormals he has around him, the stronger he gets.
How
God
lucky
is Samuel from Heroes.
How lucky were we to find each other, dude?
I know.
Because every guy that I've like tried to hook up with, like if I were to look now, dude, they all either have kids.
Now,
they
just
are
remember,
religious,
remember that.
Or
next,
they don't have a job, or they don't have a vehicle.
That's why you see me single. Holy shit, is it hard in this town,
dude?
To find a girlfriend,
dude,
have a kid.
That's the first question,
My
and it's
God, man.
The answer is always, yeah, I do. At least two, probably three.
What is wrong?
I don't want to raise some D-bag's kids. If I want to raise kids, period, I'm going to raise my own, you know? I don't know him. I don't know what kind of fucked up shit they got brewing up inside of him.
Right.
You know? I don't wake up one day and watch him face fuck you or something. Fuck that.
Straight up.
Well, let's talk about a little local snooze here. This is awesome. So we have some highways up here that are, you know, kind of shady, kind of fucking twisty and turny and excuse my face. And sometimes we have, you know, large trucks and there's a lot of logging up in here and that kind of shit, right? So in order to keep our highways safe, what does our community decide to do?
What?
They put up a sign that says, report unsafe driving. Call 1-877-684-9935. Now, let me, okay. First of all, let me tell you the major flaw in this fix, so to speak. We are actually trying to get people to not talk on their cell phones while they're driving.
Or stare at signs like a retard and run into fucking trees.
You just gave them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 numbers to try to dial on this twisty, turny-ass fucking road because they just saw somebody doing something they didn't like. Don't encourage this! Are you kidding me? 1-877-684-9935. 1-8 Oh my God, I'm dying! Oh, there was a baby in there! Are you serious? Are you serious? Burger says it's not just Kalispell, it's everywhere. Kill all those kids. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Yes.
That
I
was
agree.
Probably something we were just talking about. Probably. So, let's not do that. These people have a hard time driving and talking on the phone, let alone dialing some number that's not speed dial 1 on their cell phones.
Right.
And then you're going to,
please encourage more people to tattle on me when I'm driving. Please. Just because you're doing 40 in a 65 and I pass you doing 70 doesn't mean I'm speeding, dick. It means you're going too slow.
Right.
Oh, please. So, hey, do you want to get Matt in trouble? Here's a number you can call. I fucking... honestly, though, I hope they call this number and not the number on the side of my truck. So,
yeah,
maybe. Ripping off plastic wrap members of the Highway Watch program. Now, what does that sound like?
Like
Neighborhood
gay.
Watch yeah. program, maybe? You know what the Neighborhood Watch program did?
Nothing.
It encouraged neighbors to spy on their neighbors.
Yep.
To interfere and tattle on their neighbors. It broke communities apart, you know? Mm-hmm. And now you're going to do this on the road? Bravo. Hey, can I contribute some of my tax dollars? Oh, I already did? Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. They revealed a new tool Wednesday. What was his name? Oh, Jim Lynch. A new tool named Jim Lynch. They revealed a new tool Wednesday to promote safe driving along Montana 35 near Flathead Lake. Jim Lynch, director of the Montana Department of Transportation, and Barry Spook Stang, executive vice president.
What?
If you have a nickname after your first name in quotations, it should be douchebag. Because that's what you are. That's what people are when they do that. And you know what? When I got that Flathead Dodgeball email...
Uh-huh.
And they CC'd it wrong, so everyone that got it, their address was there, so you can actually email any of them. Oops.
That's
but
not good.
I saw a few with that, like something Baller Johnson or something, like, you know, names in quotes. That's
like
so retarded.
Dana, a.k.a. Danny.
Matt,
but like that's-
you're a fag Lee. Like, you're so retarded. And you're an adult. You're the executive vice president of the Montana Motor Carriers Association, wherever the fuck that is. Cool. Yeah. Can I call you Spook? Or should I call you Barry? How about Bear? Bear,
about
Bear Spook.
Dumbass.
I'll call you Bear Spook, okay? You faggot. he joined area law enforcement, motor carriers, and local residents around a new sign across the highway from Bethany Lutheran Church. To launch the Highway Watch program. Quote, I've been interested in getting something done. I hope this works and works well. End quote.
What?
You know, you guys have been paying me for a long time. I've been really interested in getting something done.
Oh.
And when I figure out what that's going to be, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But in the meanwhile.
In the meantime, just. Keep sending the money this
keep
way.
Keep those checks coming.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Our community, ladies and gentlemen. I would trade the Jamhole Forums community and the Facebook group community for this community any day of the week. All of the days of the week. And all of the weeks that are in the months and all the months in the year. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I would do that. Because these people... and I fuck with them too. I'm on the Beacon in the comments section just talking shit. I'm on the Interlake in the comments section just talking shit. And I encourage all of you to do the same. All of you. He said he got involved with highway safety after a tanker spilled thousands of gallons of gas in April of 08, rendering the area unlivable for more than a year. The Highway Watch program is part of an ongoing efforts to improve safety and address concerns about large truck use of Montana 35 on the east side of Flathead Lake. It's not, you can't be like, no, seriously, guys, don't, only use this for big trucks, okay? Not like... anything else. This is just for that. Like, you can't specify. You put a fucking sign up there that's like, call if you have a problem. And then you can't be like, but only if it pertains to this.
Yeah,
you know? That's such a...
So
I don't know.
Well,
that's
at least it's going to make more jobs because everybody's going to be like, ooh, call center job.
Yep, nope. You would think that. But no, it says that here. I'll get to that. Each of the four signs... along Montana 35 and US 93 displays a toll-free number motorists can call to report unsafe driving. The highway patrol captain called the program, quote, the key to success. We law enforcement can't be here all the time. Thank God.
Woo.
That is not a sign. Four signs. This is the key to our success. These four signs right here. All right. Okay. Big Fat Tony says 1-800-YOU-SNITCH. Is that what the numbers spell? Because that would be so fucking awesome, dude. Let's see here. The Highway Watch program will also form a coalition between industry and community members to use radar guns once a week to monitor speeds along 35 and US 93. You're going to give a bunch of dipshits that live in that area radar guns and a fucking cell phone and a fucking number they can call. Woo. To make every one of us that drive that road pissed maybe every other Wednesday a living hell. Thank you for that. Here's your radar gun. This guy's like 90 years old, barely gets out of his house as is.
Dude, we should volunteer for it.
That's a good point.
And just like run and I'll radar you.
And then we'll play that song. Radar gun. Oh, radar gun. Yeah. Fuck
yeah. Awesome. We'll just like shoot each other with it. Like,
laser tag. Yeah. We'll have our friend reprogram him for
fucking
laser tag.
Hey, yeah. Dude.
There you go.
That's awesome. Let's see here. The guy... the douchebag guy says all of our driving behavior needs to be modified. He called recent efforts to do so kind of a takeoff on the neighborhood watch program. Really? Is that where you got your idea for everyone to tattle on each other? Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. And that worked out well, right? Like neighborhoods are all living totally peaceful and love it. You know, you remember in Dexter, the neighborhood watch program?
Yeah.
You see how well that worked out?
Yeah.
Yeah. he says he hopes the signs and radar programs will help lessen the speeding, aggressive driving, and trucks driving without mufflers, plus halt the use of Jake compression brakes. What the fuck is that?
Jake brake?
Yeah, what is that? Jake brake?
Yeah, it's Jake brake.
What is it? Like, what does it do? Is it just an additional brake, like an e-brake?
It's like
braking with your clutch.
Oh, yeah. Like downshifting.
You can't do it.
But like letting off your clutch really slow. And
Big Fat Tony says engine brake. You fucking jerk off.
Yeah, most of the time you can't use those in town and stuff. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen signs.
Oh, is that what the trucks do when they make that really loud, like, sound?
I don't know.
It's either that or the horn. Okay.
No,
thank you.
But anyway, you've never seen signs that say no Jake brake?
Yeah, yeah. And I've just never known what Jake brake.
Yeah,
I just didn't care.
If they say Jake brake in town, usually like they end up like jackknifing their trailers and
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because they're going too slow and they like I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are encouraging everyone to be a complete fucking tattletale. So, do you remember a while ago when I said that because of these anti-vaccine people getting their kids or not vaccinating their kids, we're going to start seeing little outbreaks here and there of diseases and problems that we may have gotten rid of a long time ago?
Yep.
Well, there was a minor, oh, I don't know, like 2,000 people, mumps outbreak in New Jersey that is just increasing. Thank you, Chuckaluck. Yes. Appreciate that. He's watching on the toilet right now.
That's great.
That's what it's for. That's what it's for.
Do it.
All right, number one or number two?
Just stop spamming the chat, please.
Thank you.
I don't mind if you type it once, man.
Anyway. Whatever. What was I saying?
I don't know.
I'm watching this on the toilet right now.
Okay.
Mumps. Making a comeback in New Jersey. So I just want to say, Jay McCarthy and Jim Carrey, that's on you. And Dr. Wakefield. Oh, did you hear? Do you remember when we did the story about Dr. Wakefield getting his shit taken away because he lied in the study?
Yeah.
And these people still believe it, and now mumps is coming back. So, good job, guys. Good job. Who saw the new Aqua Teen Hunger Force season so far?
I did.
Season 7?
But you know what? I still miss... My name is Sheikh Zula, the Mike Rula, the old schooler. You want a trick?
They did.
I bring it to you.
They changed up the intro a little bit, but I gotta say.
I'm sad. I'm very sad about that. I'm upset.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's still awesome.
It's so funny. It was so funny. Oh, God, it was so badass. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this room.
I'm gonna take this room.
That's so great.
Oh man, it was so awesome. Nolly's undead speaking about the mumps, and he says, "Don't call it a comeback. Mumps been here for years."
That's true. Ever since what, 96, when you started saying that vaccines cause autism? Cool, guys.
Right.
All right. We got a quick What Would Jam Hole Do? Quick for Friday here.
Alrighty.
Of course, you can see all of the What Would Jam Hole Do questions at thejamhole.com/forums. You can play along. Me. Drink a pint of urine every morning. You're in trouble. Remember those jokes? Those were awesome. You will never be ill, and you will be fit, viral, and strong in mind and body until you're 115 years old.
Then
you will die peacefully in your sleep. Or carry on the way you are, not drinking urine. You are going to get ill a lot. You will suffer from the aging process, and you will die slowly and in your crippled 70s. By the way, that daily elixir, it cannot be your urine, and it's not available in the shops either. You can use animal urine, but I'm not sure how many kittens you would need to squeeze out a pint. So,
a pint.
It's a lot of urine, and you can't just go buy it, and you can't just drink your own piss. So this means you're going
like,
to have
to... Hey, neighbor, can I borrow a pint of piss?
Right. You're going to have to either get a job at a doctor's office, or you're going to have to probably be put on the sexual offenders list for trying to get pee-pee from people. Pee-pee from people.
What would you do? Are you, like, super strong and, like, awesome and feel fantastic
I
forever?
Think you are. So I'm going to have to... Can I flavor the pee?
I know, that's what I was
if
thinking.
I can flavor the pee, I'm in.
Can I put it in something?
Kool-Aid, done. Lemon Kool-Aid.
It tastes like pee. Kool-Aid's not that good.
What would you do, Tyler? What do you think? Could you drink pee? Someone else's pee? And he said maybe animal pee, so...
Yeah.
I'd say boil it and mix it up with some Tang.
That's Tang. Oh. I say cat pee will probably taste like it smells like ammonia.
Yeah.
So probably want to stay away from that. But yeah, I'm gonna definitely have to go with pee and being awesome.
Yeah pee, I think
pee
so.
Pee and being awesome here. Yep.
I think so too, dude. I think I could find ways to get around the taste. And you know what? By so long, like drinking it, you'll be used to it.
Cobra 666 says, like a waste vampire.
Yeah.
Kind of. The world is a waste vampire. Bam 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 bam. I hate that song.
Fucking A.
When we used to play guitar back when we were kids, like that was one of the popular songs to learn on the guitar because it was real simple. That Come As You Are was the very first song everyone learned, and then yeah, every other Nirvana song ever.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about feds tracking cell phones. You all know that every cell phone has a GPS chip in it. Whether or not you actually have that little thing that says location on or 911 only. So they, you know, unless you, like in the movies, destroy your phone. If you turn it off, they'll still probably track you.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, when the FBI was stymied by a band of armed robbers known as the Scarecrow Bandits that had robbed more than 20 Texas banks, it came up with a novel method of locating the thieves. FBI agents obtained logs from mobile phone companies corresponding to what their cellular towers had recorded at the time of a dozen different bank robberies in the Dallas area. The voluminous records show that two phones had made calls around the time of all 12 heists and that those phones belonged to men named Tony Hewitt and Corey Duffy. A jury eventually convicted the duo of multiple bank robbery and weapons charges. So, all well and good, right? I agree. If you're using it in a case and you did some shit, then, you know, you have everything at your disposal. I don't agree with proactively monitoring, like, chunks of random calls. I don't think that should be allowed to happen.
That's
but
invading privacy. That's
There's other ways to get information. And, you know, we don't need to be protected that much. Sometimes some fucked up shit has to happen. That's
now, maybe if you have, like, a parolee and...
Exactly. Maybe see what he's up to.
Or like,
once you've been in the system. I'm saying, though, just monitoring normal traffic, the Eon, Mike says. You mean what Google does? Yes, Mike. I mean exactly what Google does. Thank you.
I love how you know that's Mike.
I know it's Mike, because that's what his new podcast is called, the Eon.
Oh.
The Ian. I have a friend named Ian. I have a couple friends named Ian. popular name.
That's great.
Even though police are tapping into the locations of mobile phones thousands of times a year, the legal ground rules remain unclear, and federal privacy laws written a generation ago are ambiguous at best. On Friday, the first federal appeals court to consider the topic will hear oral arguments in a case that could establish new standards for locating wireless devices. And now, the more the technology increases, the Moore's Law is in full effect, y'all. We're doubling, we're exponentially just getting out of control. The more these things are going to be ubiquitous in our day-to-day lives, and we're just always, you're always 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you will always have some sort of device or gadget that is broadcasting some sort of signal that people can track, you know? You just got to look at it. Is the convenience worth the risk? And if it is, then, you know, use it. But this, the more that happens, the more this is going to happen, you know? And
it's
there's
stupid,
going
though.
To be violations
like,
and this and that. And
you know, like you said, if someone who's already in the system, that's a parolee or someone that went absconding or someone that, you
right.
know, something that's going down or maybe someone that wouldn't give up a contact or a name or something. Be like,
yeah,
you know,
maybe,
I've got a way
you know?
To do this.
But then you always got to think of the other side. Like, what if he's innocent and they got it all wrong? What if you were framed? Then
yeah.
you have to rely and trust on your legal system to get the job done. And, right.
Just don't
and,
get involved with the shit. How
right. So, in that case, the Obama administration has argued that warrantless tracking is permitted because Americans enjoy no, quote, reasonable expectation of privacy in their, or at least their, cell phones' whereabouts. U.S. Department of Justice lawyers say that a customer's Fourth Amendment rights are not violated when the phone company reveals to the government its own records that show where a mobile device placed and received calls. So, is it? Is that? Because it's ours. But we're in a contract with them, and it's their proprietary, you know, hardware, so it's kind of theirs based on us. Like, it's, I don't know, man, that's weird. You know, like, you own all the shit, but it's my life, so you don't own my life, not yet. And, like, I don't really care. And this is what me and Mike Boudet were talking about the other day, is that, excuse me, I don't give a shit. Because I do this show and I'm somewhat public. Like, if you guys need to know something, you could probably just Google it and there it is. I think I would have different feelings about so openly using Google and using Google Latitude and using all of these different devices in the public like that if I didn't have this show. Like, with the Facebook and MySpace and all the information you choose to put out there. I would definitely have different feelings about it, I think, if I didn't have this show. But you choose to give up certain parts of privacy, like the cyst on my dick and when we fuck and that kind of shit, you know, our lives, in return for, you know, a few laughs here and there, maybe some donations and stuff like that. So, I guess it's up to you, I think, but it shouldn't, it sounds like it's kind of getting to the point where it's not going to be up to us
soon,
you know, the more we use this stuff. But yeah, these claims have alarmed the ACLU and other civil liberties groups, which have opposed the Justice Department's request and plan to tell the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philly that Americans deserve privacy or Americans privacy deserves more protection due just a little
okay.
Moving on, let's talk about Mahjong. You ever play Mahjong?
I have no idea what that is.
No, you've played Mahjong.
Oh yeah,
we've played some Mahjong on the computer. So
okay,
sometimes.
What is it?
It's a game with the tiles with the pictures on it that you got to match the different things
and
the
they
symbols
disappear.
Right. That.
Yeah, I've
but,
played that.
So it's based off a real game. Like, it's not just a computer game. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh.
Anyway, you know what goes good with Mahjong?
What?
Ketamine and cocaine.
All right.
So
I don't think
meth.
I can play that game
and
on
meth.
Coke.
Thank you, Tyler. And meth.
Can't forget the meth.
Of course.
I don't think I can play that game on Coke, man.
Well, apparently, middle-aged people are. It's not just kids doing drugs to get high. It's these old guys getting all fucked up on this shit so they can play Mahjong all night and stay awake.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm going to do some ketamine, some Special K, some cat trank, and I'm going to play Mahjong. Maybe when you mix it with Coke, maybe that would make you want to play Mahjong.
I don't know, dude.
In a city once synonymous with decadence, a new drug menace has emerged in Shanghai. Recreational users are binging on ketamine, cocaine, and methamphetamine to keep them playing into the early hours. This time, it is not the young and reckless fueling late-night tours of nightclubs. Instead, retired and middle-aged residents are turning to drugs to stay awake through marathon sessions of Mahjong. That's so awesome. Are these the same old people that were like, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Probably.
Except when you use them with Mahjong. That's so awesome. Zhang Yuqing, spokesman for the Shanghai Anti-Drug Commission, warned of a, quote, significant increase in cases among 40 to 60-year-olds.
Zofu says you'd have to be high to enjoy that game.
That is kind of a good point. I'll give you that. Every time we played, we were baked.
Yeah, I'd get stoned and sit there and play that game on the computer.
Yeah, and then you'd buy the game, like in real life with the tiles, and you'd like touch them.
Fuck that.
And you'd be like, why didn't they disappear?
I don't get it.
This game is broken. Take it back. What the fuck? So they can you imagine a 60-year-old on Special K and meth?
No.
Especially a little Chinese dude. That's fucked up.
He like gets up, starts doing some kung fu. Wow.
Just getting nuts, dude. Crazy little Japanese nuts. That's so awesome.
You will eat my shit.
I am make a toilet disappear. That's so great. I want to go there now just to like witness this firsthand.
Oh,
quote, the drug taking mostly occurs among groups and card rooms, a place popular among the elderly where they can get together and play cards. The addicts are often friends who have known each other for years. That's awesome. Where are they getting the drugs from? What is this?
Their grandkids.
Do you think?
Probably.
Like, hey.
You want to score some meth?
You rock a disoprene. I rock a methamphetamine. You bring me a meth. I give you a disoprene. I trade you. Hey.
Hey.
And then you bow. Quote, most older victims are why are you calling them victims? Because they're playing Mahjong? Okay, that makes sense. most of the older victims are unemployed or retired, and so have plenty of spare time. Yeah, they're getting high on the fucking communist dime. That's pretty sweet. They're often not well-educated and have little awareness of the harm caused by playing Mahjong. While most users are teenagers or youthful professionals, the proportion of drug addicts who are under 35 has declined from 77% nationwide in 2001 to just under 60% last year. Quote, more and more middle-aged and older people take drugs because life sucks. Their children and society suck in general, and they should show more care to these people to keep them away from drugs. Yeah. Hey, society, stop sucking so much so I don't have to get high every fucking day just to not kill people. Thanks.
Well.
Moving on. What do you think of Mahjong? Could you play that all just wasted on K and
No,
C
I couldn't. I'd be like,
M?
Dude, I want to go run. I'm going to go somewhere else.
I'm going to go run to Australia.
Yeah, see you later. No. I can't just sit there and play some fucking game with tiles while I'm on coke.
Acid and shrooms. And now we'll play some Mahjong.
Some pot. And I'll sit there and play Mahjong.
Pot and I'll just sit there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right? I mean, come on. All right, let's talk about getting your nuts wrecked.
You know what you should do?
Please.
You should just get the flush out tiles and then fucking get, you know, some fucking tile putty and then put them all over the bathroom fucking tub.
That would be
on the
so
floor.
Awesome.
Just like all the tiles. That would be awesome.
Some big old Mahjong tiles. And that'd be so. Tyler could do it. You could tile us some fucking Mahjong tiles. Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
That'd be so cool.
Right there.
Should do that. I don't know. Then I'd be like in the bathroom showering, be like, I want to make this one disappear.
Drag and drop.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, it's not working. Right click, no.
Right, my life doesn't have right click. It's right. Like a Mac and it sucks. Excuse me. Weird correlation. All right. Florida. Fuck.
Are you okay?
That's some
Jesus
bad.
Fuck.
That's some bad motherfucking weed. Excuse me.
You lose your slipper to the Cinderella?
I may have.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, this weed is called Cinderella, and that was awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
All right, our most fucked up state. A Florida Keys man is accused of grabbing another man by his nuts injuring him during a fight at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Nuts, dude. I just spent like $500 on these tickets, and all I got was my stupid nuts ripped off. Thanks.
Oh my god. Oh.
I want to know how this all went down. Like, did he?
All right. Wiley, who's 27, faces aggravated battery charges in connection with the incident. The other man, Vin Pham. Why are there Asians at the Super Bowl? First and foremost. That tastes really good.
I don't know.
That's weird, right? Like, is that an Asian sport?
Football!
Football! Football!
You're the ball!
Football!
You're the ball!
Football! Hoi!
Hoi!
Hoi! Football! Like, I can't imagine them, like, down there with, like, Saints hats on.
You have a small penis, too.
The big number one finger, like, you're out of discipline! Come on, ref! Football! That's so awesome, dude. Why are you at sports games like that, Vin Pham? So this guy, he said he was trying to get people to leave because it was late. According to authorities, Pham said he was playing cards when Lee told him to leave and he got angry. Oh, it was at a Super Bowl party. Why do you say that? Oh, it does say that. Sorry. I just saw Super Bowl and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, so they're at a Super Bowl party. That makes more sense. So a couple of dudes hanging out, fucking snorting K, smoking meth, smoking crack, playing some Mahjong, watching the Super Bowl. Two of my most stupidest things I can do in life at the same time. Mahjong and the Super Bowl.
I could think of
stupider.
And he's
like, I'm going to rip your nuts off. So the other guy, he says leave. Pham says, uh-uh. He got angry and they started arguing, right?
Right.
At one point, Lee attacked Pham with a beer bottle, cutting his face. Pham then punched Lee, dislocating the jaw. Okay. Bottle to the face. Fucking duh. Pham reportedly put Lee in a chokehold. All right. Lee, in turn, grabbed his nuts, quote, puncturing them with his fingers. Oh, excuse me. I just vomited. That, dude. I don't ever want anything like that to ever happen to my nuts.
Speaking of the beer bottle to the face. You know, okay, are you good?
Hold on. My stomach hurts, man.
I'll wait.
Yeah, Zofu says, bitch move, get choked out like a man. The Eon says, that's very ninja.
magic ninjas.
What? That is very magic ninjas.
But
what?
Anyway, you know how I just met Ashley's dad this last week, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I met him. Dude, this dude's a big guy, like Wayne, but big.
Like he'd rip some nuts off?
Yeah.
For sure.
Dude has a scar from his ear all the way to
on
the corner
nuts.
Of his mouth.
Oh.
And he said he got into some bar fight when he was like 19 years old and the guy fucking broke a bottle and slashed his face. He said that he could stick his tongue through his fucking cheek. That's pretty wicked.
That's fucked up.
I thought it was pretty cool. So, yeah.
But in honesty, I would rather have that than my nuts touched like that, dude. No. Those are nuts. Honestly, though, my nuts are ninja, and before he would have like got his hand around them, they would have been like up in my butthole like, hey.
See,
just like
he'll
hiding there,
you.
Like,
be like, see, but how it's gonna happen is some way it's going to trick you. It's gonna be a chick that's gonna be like, hey,
it's gonna be you.
Yeah,
you're gonna be like, let me blow you. See your nuts. That's you.
Yeah.
All
probably.
Right. Well, yeah. So Lee refused medical treatment, but Pham was taken to Lower Keys Medical Center, where he received a total of 52 stitches
on his
for
balls.
His. Nuts.
52 stitches on your
nuts? Oh.
Oh my god, dude.
I had 3 in my dick. Nah.
Oh my god, dude.
No, dude.
I'm sorry.
All right. People. Hey, people in Singapore. Stop stealing sand. Stop stealing sand. Hold on. Take two.
Hey.
And take action.
Two. Stop hey. Smoking pot.
Fuck you. Hey, people of Singapore. Do
hey,
you know?
Hey, host of the jam hole.
Stop.
Stop.
Smoking
pot.
Fuck you. Damn it. Okay.
Stop stealing sand. There.
Stop stealing
smoking
sand.
Pot.
Thank you.
Right.
The island city-state's size has increased by over 20% since the 1960s, and demand for sand for lucrative land, reclamation,
what?
And development projects is higher than ever. Damn.
Demand for sand and
I
the
just
lucrative
rapped.
Land?
I just rapped.
Like,
B-boy
what?
Stance. I just oh, rapped God. At you. That's fucked up. So you need sand for your little shitty island. So you go over to that little shitty island at night and you start stealing their sand.
That's
yes!
Sad.
You know, I bet there's people in the Sahara that would sell you their sand. There's because there's a whole fucking desert there that's just chilling, barren as fuck. Like, yo, do you need an island? Because we have, like, a whole fucking continent over
dude,
here.
In Florida, people fight over
sand?
No,
Coke.
Beach glass. You know,
really?
Yeah, you know where the lightning strikes the sand and it gives you a glass thing? People fight over that all the time.
That's fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they're like polish it and make jewelry.
But
and shit out
this
of it.
Is just like sand because your island is drowning. And then. So
you
need
an earthquake.
I guess they used to. Yeah, no shit. You missed, God.
Yeah, right?
It's actually 500 miles that way.
We need an earthbender, please.
I know, they're all black, but no, it's wrong island, dude. Wrong
right.
one. Recent bans on exporting sand introduced in Indonesia, Cambodia, and Vietnam have cut off supplies and opened up a thriving smuggling trade. Dude, I'm going to sell sand. That's it. Done.
Are we?
Dude, I just retired.
Have we, like, gotten to Waterworld status now where, like, sand
they have,
and dirt are,
yes.
like, a fucking thing of currency?
You get there and they're like, land dweller.
Right.
Check him.
Check him.
No gills. He's good. That's fucked up, dude.
I know,
it's
right?
sand. It's dirt. We actually make computers out of that now. I don't know.
Why did they try to kill him? Because he had gills? Why?
I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing on that
wouldn't
island
that be
still.
A good thing?
But we...
In Waterworld, wouldn't that be a good thing? Why would you try and kill this guy because he has guilt?
I know, right? You'd want to be his friend, you
yes!
fucking idiot.
No shit, let's go get cool
Jesus
stuff.
Jesus Christ. Sell your daughter to him. Thieves have begun making nighttime raids on the picturesque sandy beaches of Indonesia and Malaysia, carving out millions of tons of coastline. Millions of tons, dude. They're slinging this shit like it's fucking heroin. Like, by the ton. I wonder how much a ton goes for. Because I bet we could get it here cheaper.
Probably.
And then we sell it.
They put... They haul
we gotta
in white
sell
sand.
Sand.
They haul
dude.
In white sand for the whitefish beach.
Does it matter what color? They haul in fucking kitty litter. Used fucking cat litter at the whitefish
is
beach,
it
dude.
Like, is it not
it's
white sand?
No, dude.
Oh,
it's
okay.
not... it's not even real sand, dude. It's disgusting.
Dude, you know what? When I came out here and everybody, like, brought back sand from, like, Washington Beach... Or not, you know, like, fucking...
Yeah, why do people
beaches?
Do that? They're like, I went to the beach...
I know.
...and I brought you sand.
No, but the weird thing is I had never I had never seen dark sand. I had never seen anything but white sand.
Really?
And everybody's like, that's so weird. A white sand beach? Oh, my God. That's so weird. And I found out, like, I watched this thing, and the beaches that I went to are, like, the number one and number two for, like, fucking whitest, cleanest sand in the world.
Huh.
I didn't realize that, but, yeah.
People flip
black
out,
black and, like, brown, it's, icky sand just
your island is drowning.
It's gross.
So that's a lot, though, right? Like, millions of tons of coastline. It's leading to fears of an imminent environmental catastrophe on a swath of tropical islands. You're destroying the environment. A catastrophe, dude. You've stolen so much sand. Asia is, like, not even there anymore. Asia is drowning now.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's great.
Singapore's land developers are now pitted against environmental groups who claim several of the 83 border islands off the north coast of Indonesia could disappear into the sea in the next decade unless the smugglers are stopped.
All
oh,
right.
Man.
That's how much sand.
That's
how
dude.
Much sand.
It's not even going to be there in like 10 years, dude. 2020, no more Malaysia. But you know what that means? Also, no more like weird, freaky diseases that come from there. Like if the island drowns, the diseases go with, right?
That's all right. We're all gone in 2012 anyway, right?
Oh, shit. Dude, thank you. I totally forgot about that.
No big deal.
No, next story. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, so you can read about that. Octung, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, AIDS, syphilis again, but spelled with an F, and Kapavaka. All right. These are listed on a sign in a small town in the Czech Republic. Octung means warning, right? Like, caution. You might want to read this.
Our caution, turn the fuck around.
A picture of a silhouette, right, of a chick in a bikini, kind of, like a one piece.
Uh-huh.
Where her head should be.
Uh-huh.
A skull.
Oh, they're, like, warning you for their, like, infected women.
Octung! Syphilis! Her
Don't
vagina
fuck the women
is
here.
Dirty.
Do not fuck the women here.
A grinning skull superimposed onto the outline of a sexy female figure is posted alongside the words. A dozen such signs now greet the men who pour into the town of Chomtov for cheap and dangerous encounters with prostitutes.
Don't fuck the ladies.
Don't fuck these ones. Ever since the fall of communism, the town has gone to complete shit. it has been a magnet for sex workers, many of whom are diseased and unregulated by the state. Does the state regulate sex workers? Like on the reg, on a normal, regular basis?
I have no idea. Maybe? Don't care.
Okay.
That's a cool. I want to see the sign though.
The sign's pretty awesome. I gotta say.
I must say that pretty soon.
Czech authorities have tried in vain for years to stem the trade fueled by low costs. Sex sometimes costs less than £5 and lacks border controls. The road into Chomutov is known across Europe as the Mile of Lust. Hold on. Take two. And action. The Mile of Lust. I'm going to be a voiceover actor. Thank you.
Okay.
Quote, I really started this because I want to protect my daughters who must daily pass a parade of prostitutes to get into school. It's disgusting. It's because she's going to prostitute school. is disgusting, and I knew that something had...
Okay, class, this is the day that we're going to learn how to have intercourse. You bend over and say, ah, yeah, while he just rams it in your ass.
That about sums up sex for me, all right.
Yay!
Oh, man. Pop quiz, blowjob, and go. Okay, now a little too much teeth, Sally. A little too much.
You suck at blowjobs.
Yeah, I know. I'm still learning. Some £15,000 has been spent in designing and putting up the signs. The money well spent. Paid for by contributors from local companies. The ones that own probably the clean whorehouses, right? Like, not us. We're clean. Come... fuck our bitches.
We're FDA approved.
FDA approved bitches. Authorities claim that businesses have dropped off for the sex workers by 20% since the signs went up.
You think they have like
10 days ago.
The USDA choice beef brand like on their
yes.
ass?
No, branded like Meg. That'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool. Like
Adam West, that's mine.
No, like the blue and red logo, it says USDA Choice Beef or
yes.
whatever. That'd be awesome.
Or that.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about drugs.
I want to talk about dead babies.
All right. Well,
I need dead babies before I go insane. I need to have one of these every show, and I'm glad that the world is
giving
it up to me. A
London woman charged with murdering
her child,
her 12-year-old autistic son, by pouring bleach down his throat.
Nice. Why'd he swallow?
I want a blowjob after this. You owe me. That is amazing. You're welcome.
Fuck you.
You're welcome. A child and autistic, dude. Jackpot.
He's 12. That's not really a child.
What? Fucking when they're autistic, it is. He's like 2. It's fine.
I saw a Downey today at Walmart.
Nice. Was he working there?
No, his hand was stuck to like his shoulder. And he was like this. And he parked right next to me. Or not he parked, but like his mom parked right next to me. And he almost hit my car. And I was almost really upset. Yeah.
You know what I've noticed so far?
What?
Excuse my face. Okay. Ustream hasn't crashed yet. Just saying.
Don't say anything.
High five Ustream.
Why would you say anything about it?
Satpal Kaur Singh, 44, was arrested after 12-year-old Ajit Singh Mahal was found with fatal injuries in the family home in Lambourne Road in London Tuesday evening. Singh appeared at Barkey Magistrates Court, where she was remanded in custody. She is due to appear at the Old Bailey on Monday morning. The kid was taken to the hospital, died. A postmortem examination revealed he died from ingestion of caustic liquid.
Well,
if you don't want a baby, might as well.
Yeah, but you've already got 12 years invested into it. I would at least like. No, fuck it. Just get rid of it. Never mind.
Fuck it. It's not. Mind. Hey, it's not getting any better.
It should have been a baby.
I never vaccinated him, and he's retarded as fuck.
It should have been a baby. Those are funner to kill. Much funner. It makes me so much happier to see.
It does.
Or to hear about people killing babies.
Well, I got one more.
Dying,
I got one more for you after this.
Come in time.
That's yeah, true. Well, just about every show we do some baby killing.
Well, if you hold on for a sec, I will do another one for you.
Okay.
And you owe me a blowjob.
Newcastle, no.
Delaware.
I don't owe you a blowjob for every person that kills their child. Okay?
Yeah, you kind of do. That was the deal me and the man upstairs made, if you know what I mean.
Well, then you got the wrong
I prayed.
What man
shit,
is
dude?
That?
That's God. Dude. I prayed, my friend, and God
Your
said.
God, maybe.
My God said, oh my God, said. That she will blow you every time someone kills a baby.
Your God is wrong.
And you get ass for every retarded one killed.
Your God is wrong.
Newcastle, Delaware. There was a suspicious man carrying a gun. What?
Are you cool?
You gotta start that over.
Okay,
sound
hold
it
on.
It out, dude.
Take two. Take two.
Sound it out.
Action. Police responding to a report of a suspicious man carrying a gun instead found two legs sticking out of a homemade igloo like this, just like chilling.
Okay.
Okay. Those legs belong to a Delaware teen who was arrested Wednesday after he was found to be carrying a survival knife, a hammer, 7.5 grams of marijuana, okay. And... two marijuana pipes.
Okay.
One for each hand, right?
Right.
It's retarded. Because you gotta light it. You don't. Come on. I make my dick light it. I just jam it in my dick hole, and then I. It's a Zippo. So it kind of hurts, but it gets the job done. That's retarded. Police say he was charged with carrying a concealed weapon and a concealed deadly instrument and having drugs. And drug paraphernalia. It was in an igloo. Why are you in an igloo with weed and a knife?
Zofu wants to know if we got the creepy Batman baby killing French film.
Yes, I saw that. Thank you. I haven't watched the film yet, but I did get that. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
Someone needs to find me a fucking torrent of.
Whoa!
Or.
Whoa!
Something. What? Someone just needs to find me a copy of Mommy Dearest.
On Twitter, Keith said I'm a thief.
I know. It's okay.
I said he was the star.
Oh. Well, someone needs to find me a copy of Mommy Dearest.
He was the thief because he stole the show. Do you understand that?
I hate you.
I just want you to know how amusing I thought that was.
And then you told him that you got a fucking copy from screen. Oh,
I did. I logged in to this website and they were like, here's your copy. You're welcome. And I said, thanks.
Someone find me, Mommy Dearest. I need to see that. Matt needs to see that.
I don't need to
see
that.
Yes, you do.
All right.
It's good.
This is for you. Baby killed in Vegas axe attack. This is where you're going. You're going to Vegas, and there are babies that are getting killed with axes.
I hope I get to see a baby killed
with an axe. A baby axe attack?
Yes.
That's going to be another song on my rap album.
All right.
Baby axe attack. A man who allegedly attacked two women and killed a baby with an axe may have struck the mother and infant randomly. No! How do we catch someone that's random? Oh my God.
It does not. Do it.
Police found a woman lying on a sidewalk in an overturned stroller nearby in the street when they responded to a domestic dispute call at around 11:51 a.m. The four-month-old boy died at the scene, and women, who is believed to be the baby's mama, was in extremely critical condition at the trauma center.
Cool.
Right? Both suffered from head trauma and body injuries from
an axe.
The axe.
Give
her the axe. The suspect, Harold Montagu, 33, of Las Vegas, initially stabbed a woman in the home. Police say Montagu then ran into the street and attacked the other woman and the infant in the stroller as they were walking by the home.
He
beats her ass, runs outside, and there's just this chick pushing the stroller, and he whoops her ass and the baby's ass also with the axe.
They were axing for it.
They were axing for it. They absolutely were. They did axe for it. The woman inside the home was suffering from multiple stab wounds and was transported. That was horrible. It was transported. You laugh at that. I give you gold and you're like, I don't get it. Wow. Robert said it is not yet known how Montagu knew the woman found in the rear bedroom of the residence or what provoked the attack.
It was a baby. That's enough to provoke it.
Your baby was
crying. That lady was a baby.
Witnesses tipped off the police that Montagu was hiding in a home at San Pedro Avenue. As officers approached, Montagu left the residence without the axe and attacked one of them. After a brief struggle, the suspect was taken into custody and the officer received minor injuries.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm good.
Dead babies.
All right.
You good?
Yeah.
I got a stripper that got set on fire, dude.
We did one of those, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
I got...
A while ago.
Six people arrested in torturing another retarded lady. This is a different one, but much like that one. And I got a dismembered body on the freeway.
Dismembered body on the freeway.
All right. Dismembered body found on the South Bend Golden State Freeway in Sun Valley has been identified as a 19-year-old woman from L.A. The remains of Trish Robertson were first reported at 9:19 p.m. Wednesday at the Laurel Canyon Boulevard overpass near Sheldon Street. Laurel Canyon Boulevard, that's on the way to, what's that dude's name? The fuck was his name? Johnny up on Laurel Canyon. That fucking old infected show that Martin Sargent used to do. The guy was from fucking Laurel Canyon. It's the only reason I know that name.
Anyway.
What the fuck was his name? It was such a great name. Somebody in the chat's gotta know what that was. Infected with Martin.
So why is there a dead dismembered person?
Oh, I don't know.
God.
At first, the body was thought to have been a dead dog. Thought to have been a dead dog.
Stop smoking pot and trying to read stories.
Stop talking.
Are you serious?
Thank you guys so much for being with us. I appreciate it very much.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Are you serious?
What?
Are you too stoned?
No.
What's going on?
I thought you were done. You're like, I'm tired. I'm done.
No, I didn't say that. I said stop smoking pot and trying to read stories.
I haven't. I'm good.
Look at you. You're high.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Look at you. You're a bitch.
Like every fucking thing.
That was funny.
What?
I said, look at you. You're a bitch. Because I can help getting high. I can just stop getting high. But you can't stop being a bitch. That's why it's funny.
Not tonight.
I know. So,
douche.
How was work?
Go fuck yourself.
How was work?
You already asked me how was work, and I said it was okay.
I'm talking to Tyler. How was work, Tyler?
I'm going to stay out of this for right now.
All right.
Well, see all this just go down.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. TheJamHole.com. Of course, where all our shit's at. Email us info at TheJamHole.com. 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message or whatever. TheJamHole.com/donate. Help me get some beats. Made my first payment, or I will be, right after the show. And TheJamHole.com/YouTube. We will have some dodgeball goodness up there. Some small, short, little sexy dodgeball goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness, goodness, goodness gracious. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.